Welcome into the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KUNA. It is Friday afternoon. Pleased to have joining us on the program. And it took us a few minutes, but we were able to get a hold of the Senate Republican leader, Mark Schessler, from the 9th Legislative District. Thank you for joining us today on such short notice, sir. We really do appreciate the time.
Well, great to be back with your listeners and my constituents.
Well, Senator, according to the governor, we could be looking at maybe at the earliest, a full reopening of the state by mid-July. Currently, we are sitting in phase one, but industries that he has listed that can operate in phase one, some of them may not be able to operate for another 2 weeks. At what point in time with this do we get, because we know there are many Washingtonians, I'm sure many in your district, many in Eastern Washington that you've heard from, that have had enough, and they don't want to lose their livelihoods, they don't want to lose their businesses, they don't want to lose their homes, they don't want to lose so many things that they have worked hard for over the course of their life as a result of one man's opinion and one man's war that he believes he is waging on a virus that apparently isn't doing the same damage anywhere else other than Washington State. What are your thoughts on where we're at right now, Senator?
Well, I would say my email is really close to 100% of the public wants the door opened up more than Governor Inslee. Some completely, some significantly more, but they all want to go farther than the governor. And I represent people in six counties. And as minority leader, you get a lot of contact from all over the state, and it's pretty consistent. But what we have to understand are two things. The governor will not tell anybody what the criteria is for opening up anything. It's not, well, how many deaths per day, how many hospitalizations, how many positive tests. It is between him and Lord only knows who what that criteria is. So the incentive to get there is unknown because we don't know where the goalposts are.
You know, Senator Schessler, we received a call earlier on the program, which is what precipitated our reach out to you. We had a caller read something to us that he said that he received from your executive assistant regarding businesses reopening under the stay at home, stay healthy. And this caller said that that communication said that the stay home, stay healthy was a recommendation. And that if a business wanted to reopen under this current scenario, the business can open under the scenario. Now, we thought it was interesting. And then we heard the governor during his press conference asked a direct question about penalties and violations for any business that decided to go against this order. And the governor completely and totally avoided the question. He did not answer it.
Well, you know, the original letter was not as clear as it could have been. And our senior legal counsel sent out a follow-up letter to clarify what we could and what couldn't do for the people of the state of Washington. And it's unfortunate that it led people to believe that we had more choices than we really do, because I think you know I clearly want more choices for the people of the state of Washington, especially those struggling small businesses and farms.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler, the Senate Republican leader here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
Senator Schessler, we've talked before and about the notion that it takes the approval of the four corners to extend the stay-home order. And the last time it was extended, you and the other three parts of the four corners approved that measure. Today, with the announcement that it's going to be another month at least in the stay home order, were you a part of the four corners signing off on this?
We were not part of that before, and we are not part of it today, period. We have the ability to sign off on extension of a limited number of proclamations. And we rejected one because it loosened the community supervision for released felons. The rest were industry-supported, pretty common sense measures. And I can tell you, I have some extremely conservative senators. If we were doing anything above and beyond that, people like Phil Fortunato or Mike Padden never would have got along with it.
I appreciate the clarification on that. So as it stands right now, I guess from the citizenry, what kind of recourse do they have at this point?
Well, I think there's a lot of talk about lawsuits, whether they will pursue litigation, which is slow and costly. I don't know. But the frustration level of the people I hear from has been growing weekly. They were good with a couple weeks. They may be good for a month. Now we're about 6 weeks into it. And these are real businesses, real individuals hurting desperately. Talk to a farmer in Franklin County, and they're going to disc up 240 acres of potatoes in his neighborhood today. Another neighbor is going to start disking up potatoes. Our money-making row crop, the country destroyed because of lack of demand. This is a real-life situation for one of the major economic drivers in the Columbia Basin, and this person doesn't get it.
Well, there's a few things, Senator Schessler, that he doesn't get. We've heard him talk, and we've heard him allude to the unfortunate loss of life during this pandemic. But we also know there are other numbers that are equally as stressing and equally as grave, and that is suicides are up. Suicides are up in Benton County and Franklin County. Suicides, I'm sure, are up in other parts of the state. The governor has yet to acknowledge the toll on mental health that this is taking on people. For someone who claims to be so concerned about the mental health aspect of human life, he has shown a rather significant ignorance in the mental health aspect of his stay home, stay healthy order and asking people to not associate with each other.
Well, the mental health is something I'm really glad you're talking about, because we also have to remember there's a physical health. How many thousands of people in this state have had what I believe are significant medical procedures delayed because of this order? You know, is it prostate cancer? Is it breast cancer? Is it having your pacemaker tuned up? Is it a trip to the optometrist that might reveal more serious eye problems? There are thousands and thousands of people who have been put at risk for health care, of all things. These are the physical and mental health of our people, the economic health, have been ignored in this situation. I mean ignored, because people out there are truly hurting. At some point, unemployment funds bottom out. I had a colleague today propose up to $100,000 a year guaranteed income for 3 months, and he's serious about it. But yet, what do you tell your neighbor that business is probably going to fail?
We're talking with State Senator Mark Schessler, the Senate Republican leader here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. I want to get one more clarification from you, Senator, regarding the Four Corners situation, and kind of breaking it down for our listeners. As far as the areas where your approval is needed and the areas not. The stay-at-home order itself does not need the Four Corners to sign off on. But we do know that on May 4th and on May 9th, there are certain proclamations that the governor has issued that do run out. Those proclamations would need yourself, Representative Wilcox, Representative Jenkins, and Senator Billig to sign off on, correct?
Part of them require the four-corner sign-off, part do not. And some are very, very innocuous. For example, we waive the one-week rule for unemployment because the federal government will pay it. Some regulatory relief to our hospitals, nursing homes, local governments. Very, very innocuous that even my most conservative, freedom-loving members don't have a problem with. We only rejected one, and that was to reduce community supervision of released felons. And we simply didn't agree with it.
Are there any of the proclamations that are coming up that fall under the four corners that you and Representative Wilcox have had any conversations about whether or not you may sign off to extend?
Well, we have full caucus discussions, and if our caucus doesn't have consensus, we don't go there. And I know Leader Wilcox works for consensus within his ranks. This is not something that leaders do in a vacuum. We have senior legal staff involved and complete member participation. Unlike the governor's process, which is secretive and changing all the time, we are completely inclusive of every single member of our caucus.
State Senator Mark Chesler, Senate Majority Leader, Senate Republican Leader, here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. Senator, we know there's a lot of people out there that are very frustrated right now, especially hearing what the governor had to say today. What message would you give to your constituents and even those in the 8th Legislative District, the 16th Legislative District, the 13th, the 14th, and 15th that may be listening to this program right now in light of the news today from the governor?
They cannot be silent. The silent majority has to speak, whether it's social media, print media, whether it's talk radio. They cannot be silent any longer because this state is going to face a budget crisis in a matter of weeks or months, and it's being ignored by an out-of-touch governor.
Senator, we have heard from a number of local businesses that they plan on reopening on Tuesday. We know that Northern Quest Casino in Spokane is reopening. That's because they're on tribal ground, and they do not have to pay attention to the governor's order if they don't want to, which, again, highlights another disparity that exists in business operation under this pandemic. We have heard a number of local businesses that are planning on opening their doors in some way, shape, or fashion under a safe approach on Tuesday. What are the potential problems or what are the potential ramifications these businesses could face if they open their doors on Tuesday?
Well, theoretically, it's a pretty healthy fine. I'm sure the Liquor and Cannabis Board would be happy to seize a liquor license. But we haven't had any clear message whether these are going to be enforced or not. It's really pretty vague. And I actually think that the Kalispell tribe opening up Northern Quest is good for us because it shows that it can be done safely, and they've had enough too. And I think the governor has yet to talk about that, but when I talked to the chairman of the tribe, he gave me a courtesy call, but the governor of the state would not. And when I talked to him, he had the same frustrations as our listeners on KONA. And they're going to open, and I think governor explained why this is such a bad idea. They also own Fat Burgers on Francis in Spokane. They own the Spokane Golf and Country Club. They're going to go open. They're going to be responsible. I think it sets a good model, and let the governor explain why they shouldn't.
And I agree with you, Senator. If the tribals want to open, good for them. It's going to give people a reason to begin to feel some sense of normalcy, even under precautions and safety measures. I honestly believe if any business wants to do it and they want to do it safely, they deserve to have a chance to keep their livelihood.
Well, it's their livelihood. It's our state economy. How are we going to pay for basic education, mental health, higher education, foster care, the developmentally disabled? I mean, we have finally made some inroads in helping those people with developmental disabilities. And with the budget crisis that we foresee, those are the people who are going to suffer while the folks in Olympia do just fine.
Senator Mark Chesler from the 9th Legislative District, the Senate Republican leader, we appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you for joining us on short notice. And enjoy the wonderful day and enjoy your trip back to the farm.
Thank you very much, guys.
Senator Mark Chesler joining us. And I think a lot of clarification.
Yes.
Regarding the four corners, their responsibilities, as well as what the potential risk if a business wants to open could run. But the senator also did say there's been really no clarification on what may or may not happen. And again, the governor himself did not answer that question at all when he was asked.
I'm going to share this. It comes from Spokane. There is a huge rally on the steps of the Spokane County Courthouse right now. Representative Matt Shea, okay, say what you will. We all know his backstory. He is calling for businesses in Spokane County to open up on Monday. And there was a thunderous applause when he said that. Again, it's Matt Shea. It's Spokane.
I think any lawmaker that says that is going to get that response right now anywhere on the east side of the state.